Well, we are Western Canada's first LED lighting systems manufacturer that caters specifically to outdoor applications of LED light, as well as certain specific interior applications of LED lighting. The entire purpose of our existence is to prove that the technology is mature enough and fully capable of being supported in all of these applications. That's what we're here for.
Now, I have to ask you about LED, what it is. I know that it means light-emitting diodes, but that's about it. How does it work?
Light-emitting diodes are in essence, a junction between two different types of chemical substances. Pass electricity between them, and they emit photons of light. Entirely different than, say, the tungsten light bulb, where you simply apply enough energy and it heats up until it's white hot to create light, or fluorescent, where you're using mercury vapor in a phosphorescent environment to create white light. These things are all solid state. They contain no heavy metals, no mercury, no other harmful items in the diodes themselves. They produce the same amount of light as all forms of traditional lighting with far less energy consumed, and they last about 10 times as long.
Well, I think most consumers now are familiar with the LED lighting because they're changing over their Christmas lighting. Now they have something that lasts a lot longer. How are these applicable then in an industrial setting?
Any manufacturer who has a large plant, a large facility that uses light, which is everyone that exists, can switch over to LED lighting for their interior and exterior applications and save immediately anywhere between 50 and 85% of their energy costs. Further to that, the cost of ownership with LED is reduced compared to traditional lighting from the simple standpoint that it lasts so long. Some models last up to 100,000 hours. Whereas traditional lighting, you're lucky if you get 20 or 30,000 hours out of.
Where were they invented?
LEDs were actually invented in the United States. They were invented by a fellow who was researching a way to produce a solid-state laser. Solid-state lasers and LEDs share almost the same pedigree in their structure and capability and basic performance. So they were invented in the United States, and this was going on 35 years ago now. They've been around for a long time. The original reason for their existence was to replace the little glowing orange neon indicator lights in switches, because when these switches were being used in power plants, these little lights would burn out, and they wouldn't know whether the massive generator that switch was controlling was dead or it was a switch. So they wanted something that would last a whole lot longer. That's where LEDs came from.
What got you interested in LED?
I've always been interested in all forms of light. I own a company that manufactures industrial laser systems, lasers that cut, mark, weld, and engrave. This is simply an extension of that. Fairly straightforward. We enjoy light. Murray and I, my partner, enjoy light. This is what we do.
Now, you have quite a display here. The lights are changing color. They're in all kinds of different shapes. Can you tell me a bit about what you have here on display?
Yeah, by all means. We have a number of products that are color change, designed for wall washing exteriors of buildings, typically a job that is done by high-pressure sodium or high-pressure mercury lights. These are designed for one purpose, and that is to light the exterior of buildings. The color change products in particular allow the user to pick and choose from any color of the rainbow out of 16.7 million colors and project that up onto the side of their buildings. The non-color change ones are simple wall washers, or what are industry terms, wall washers, to again illuminate the side of a building. We have other products in our showroom that demonstrate the raw LEDs. We also represent, as Canada's only Western OEM for Osram, a number of LED products that we are going to be manufacturing into our own products for three specific markets: street lighting, parking lot lighting, and outdoor architectural illumination, all in a modular design, rendering our products as ubiquitous as the light bulb. You need more light, you need to use more of our modules. Pretty straightforward.
I'm surprised at how bright they are.
They compete with all forms of traditional lighting, even the high-pressure sodium. Directly above our heads is an example of a street light. The street light that this one would replace is a 200 to 250 watt halogen or high-pressure sodium. This consumes 120 watts, and it lasts 100,000 hours, as opposed to 30,000 hours with a high-pressure sodium. The benefits are clear.
You also have something that looks like the equivalent of an indoor fluorescent light, but it's very slim and thin and designer-friendly.
It very well may become that these items are incorporated into the design of buildings simply because of their longevity. You no longer have to plan around changing the light bulb. You simply incorporate this into the design of the building itself, and every 10 or 15 years, you replace it, if need be.
Boy, I like that, every 10 or 15 years. That beats every 3 or 4 weeks.
Typically does, yes. Yes, it does.
How do they stand up, if they're outside, how do they stand up to our very cold temperatures in the winter?
I'm very glad you asked that, because the colder it is, the happier LEDs are. They are more efficient the colder they are. And so for our northern climate, there is not a better product to be used for lighting our streets, our buildings, and our exteriors. The colder it is, the happier they are.
What makes what you're doing different from what's happened before in the LED market?
Well, Optilume Engineered Light chose a direction to go with in regards to manufacturing and representing products from around the world. That direction is based on one simple premise, and that premise is that the technology that existed before may not have been up to the task specified by the people that have gone before us. It is now. For specific applications. Not all applications, but for specific applications. In essence, a short course in honesty. They are capable of doing a job for a specific number of applications, for others, not so much.
What's the potential market-wise for you?
The potential market is massive. I don't know how, I don't want to sound completely idiotic, but how many streetlights are there in North America? Well, we have a rough estimate of about 78 million. There's twice that number in South America. Fair-sized market.
Congratulations, and thank you very much, Guy.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.